You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Heather Cox, president and co-founder of Certify My Company, a supplier diversity consultancy firm. Heather, a pleasure to have you back with us here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
And certainly our pleasure as well. So for starters, and for those that aren't familiar, tell us about Certify My Company and why you started the company.
So I do get this question quite often, and I actually love talking about it, so I'm happy to answer that question. About 10 years ago, I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life, where my career path was going and what it was going to look like. So I started networking with as many successful people as I could. And during that time, I started meeting these very successful entrepreneurs who were running $1 million, $10 million, $60 million companies. And during those conversations, a theme started to kind of arise. And over multiple conversations, these entrepreneurs would mention that some of their big clients, some of their Fortune 1000 clients, wanted them to have a specific certification. And though they had attempted it multiple times, they just couldn't get it done. And I couldn't understand how someone running a $40 million company was not able to complete an application. It was mind-boggling to me. So I went home, did a little research, and then I offered to complete the process for these entrepreneurs. But what I noticed during that research and during that application process was that the process is very detailed, and it asks questions about the structure of their company. And it's information that probably hasn't been reviewed or even looked at since the inception of the company, if at all. And they didn't know exactly what documents were, or they may have been called something different in their state from a different state. Plus, certification is not by any means instant gratification. So if a client calls and the entrepreneur is working on this application, that application is going to the bottom of the to-do list, or at least further down on that list. And so Certify My Company was born.
And you have to appreciate that backstory. Thanks for sharing that. Now, would you say that you are diversity certified? Get into some of those details.
Yes. I am proud to say that we have been WeBank certified for about 8 years, and we just received our USBLN certification this year.
And tell us, what is WeBank and USBLN?
Oh, great. That's a great question. So WeBank is the Women's Business Enterprise National Council. I know my husband always jokes that I speak an acronym now. So the Women's Business Enterprise National Council is the gold standard certification for women-owned businesses. And then USBLN is the United States Business Leadership Network. What they do is they certify disabled-owned businesses, and that includes service-disabled veteran-owned businesses. And they are the gold standard for these certifications.
And thanks for the clarification there. Today we're joined by Heather Cox, president and co-founder of Certify My Company, a supplier diversity consultancy firm here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Heather, why did you choose to get your disability-owned business enterprise certification from USBLN?
So I am extraordinarily passionate about what supplier diversity does for entrepreneurs, for large corporations, for your community, my community, and basically everyone we come in contact with. Really, and that is really the why behind what I do. It is my business. You know, Certify My Company is in the business of diversity certification and supplier diversity, but it's also a cause that is near and dear to my heart. You know, the business environment from the top down to the bottom and everywhere in between is changing dramatically, and supplier diversity is no longer just a nice-to-have notion that's given lip service in a corporation's annual report. It's no longer just a good citizenship initiative. It's actually, and should be, it's a mandate for any corporation wishing to gain competitive advantages to boost revenues, profitabilities, and increase their ROI. So to answer your question, why did we get USBLN certified is I wanted to encourage other disabled-owned businesses to certify and pursue business opportunities. I was already accepted. CMC was already accepted as a woman-owned business, and I felt adding the USBLN certification would help remove some of that taboo, some of those stigmas attached, and would hopefully encourage other businesses to take advantage of this powerful business development tool that is supplier diversity and diversity certification.
Yeah, it certainly makes a lot of sense. Lastly, why is it important that people with disabilities have a national certification agency, and how can these certifications and these suppliers help their clients and customers?
So when someone thinks about a disabled person, the image is usually of someone with a dramatic physical limitation. But in reality, there are visible disabilities and invisible disabilities. So autism, PTSD, diabetes, cancer. These are just some of the types of invisible disabilities that a lot of people and a lot of business owners deal with. So as a person with an invisible disability, I wanted to help educate the business world as a whole about the underutilized force of business owners, which is the DOBEs, right, the disabled-owned business enterprises. So as I just mentioned like a minute ago, certification can be a powerful business development tool. It is not a magic wand. And I like to make that very clear that it is not a magic wand, but it is a tool. And like any other tool in your toolbox, it is only as good as what you do with it. So the USBLN certification, like many of the other ones out there that are in this gold standard category, give me and business owners like me an unbelievable access to opportunities. They afford us introductions to potential corporate clients and other diverse businesses who also buy goods and services and who could potentially buy my goods and services. So when, you know, as a business owner, when you have access to an opportunity like this, it really is invaluable and should not be overlooked or dismissed.
Well, Heather, we certainly have enjoyed your visit with us once again here on Enterprise Radio. Before you go, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a final word, anything else you'd like to share?
You know, it's really about everything coming together and really being a part of what I call the ecosystem of supplier diversity. So when we all get involved, from the corporations to the entrepreneurs and everywhere else, it really has a positive economic impact on the country as a whole, which is why I talk about it all the time, nonstop.
And I'd say the passion is certainly there, and it comes out very loud and clear in your message. Again, thanks for joining us. Where can listeners get all the details on Certify My Company, and also how could they be in touch?
Sure, it's www.certifymycompany.com. We're also out there speaking, and there's a speaking tab on our website. So I'd love to join your entrepreneurial or corporate event. And we are here on the phone as well.
Easy enough. Again, Heather, thanks so much for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
Thanks, Eric.
We've been speaking with Heather Cox, president and co-founder of Certify My Company, a supplier diversity consultancy firm. And for all the details, visit certifymycompany.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.